Welcome to 20-somethings podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Kieran.
Oh my gosh, Amanda, your voice sounds different today.
I am filling in for Amanda. We're doing a special bonus episode.
Yeah, Kieran and I are having a girls' night, so we just figured we were already literally having a full-blown life discussion on the couch, and we thought, let's break out the mic and let's record this, because why not? Mm-hmm. So Kieran and I are just going through a lot of life changes right now. It feels like everything is in flux. Everything is up in the air. I am moving back to Ontario soonish, so I'm trying to process that, and I had to resign from my job, and just lots of craziness going on in my life, which is actually usually the norm for me. So if my life is stable, I don't know what to do with myself. But I know Kieran is really craving a lot of change. And it's kind of funny because I'm almost being thrown into a mess of change, even though I didn't really ask for it. Mm-hmm. But you are really craving change.
Yeah, I just, I guess I'll get into like what kind of change I've been craving. Yeah,
break it down.
I just have been feeling a little stale in my job, and I've been feeling this way for a couple of months, just like in the department section that I work in. And I'm also taking the semester off of school for the summer, which is a big change too, because usually I at least take one course. But I did that just because I wanted some more free time. But I've also been wanting to, like, pick up a new hobby or just, like, I don't know. There's just something that I'm, like, I'm bored of my routine. Like, I'm such a routine girl usually. I'm such a schedule girl usually. But I'm bored of it right now. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling Sarah, like, I'm really just wanting, like, either a new job or I don't know. Like,
that's
a new
like your
hobby.
Only option, really.
That is my only
because
option right now.
You have a great setup with your apartment, so you're not going to change that.
No.
You're currently in Vic. Like, maybe one day you'll move somewhere, but for now, that's kind of your vibe just because, like,
family.
Your school is here.
Work.
But
my dog.
You're just in that early 20s stage of life, and I was there too, where you're, like, grinding, mm-hmm. and you have hardly any time to just do things for yourself. So what is, like, the number one thing you think you're craving the most?
Well, it's really interesting because I know I'm going to have a lot of more free time, like, just probably in the next couple of weeks even. And I'm, like, trying to think of, like, what I even did before I ever packed my schedule so full and was doing a million and one things that I'm almost like, oh my god, am I gonna, like, sit in silence with myself? Like, am I gonna be alone and just in my own company? And it's kind of
daunting. Does that scare you? Okay, because I think we could talk about that for a minute, because I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a big issue for people in their 20s or just people in our generation. We mm-hmm. do not like being by ourselves, especially like sitting in silence. Like, I know I always need some sort of distraction. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have to burp. Whether it be like a podcast going or just like some background music. I really don't like being alone, and the idea of being alone is super daunting. And I think it's probably because we're so used to having so many people and connections on our finger, like at our fingertips, literally at our fingertips with our phones.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where we can probably actually find the most peace and fulfillment from being alone, mm-hmm. but it's just jumping over that hurdle of not being scared of it anymore.
Yeah.
And I know for me, like, I really spent a lot of time alone when I was traveling and when I was living alone overseas, and it was more loneliness than anyone ever needed, trust me. But it taught me to truly be at peace with my own company. Mm-hmm. And you really do become best friends with yourself, because it's just like, if no one else is going to carry me through this life and go hunt down the opportunities I want, I think, like, it has to be you. And that's something mm-hmm. I always say to people, because people are like, how do you just go travel on your own? Like, how do you just move here or do this or do that? I'm like, well, no one else. I can't wait for other people to do it with me, because
you'll be waiting forever.
Exactly. And even if I did find some random magical boy who wanted to do all the things that I want to do, he's probably going to break up with me, or I'm going to break up with him.
Well, he might have his own agenda too. You might be both on the same page that you want to move to Sweden, but he might want to go skirt. I don't know.
Skirt. I'm going to Norway. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So, and that's happened to me 6,000 times, as we know. So I've just sort of learned, like, do you go on your journey and really don't rely on other people. If they join you or if they help out, then that's an added benefit. That's great. Mm-hmm. But if you're waiting for other people to hold your hand and, like, walk you through change, then it's never going to happen and you're just going to be stagnant. And there's truly nothing worse for the soul than stagnancy. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Stagnancy, I think. I think that's a word. Or idleness. Like, it's really not good for the human being soul to be bored, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Although I do think stability is good, but I do think, in my humble opinion, Kieran, that you're a little too young for stability.
To be bored.
Or to be bored, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet, but I can see myself in the next few years, like when I'm Amanda's age. Like, Amanda, all she wants is just, like, stability, security. And I'm not quite there yet, but I'm teetering towards that. But when I was your age, that was the last thing I wanted. I was just chasing the next adventure. And not everybody has to be like me. I think basically what I'm saying is act on your impulses and act on your instincts. Because if something in your gut is telling you to switch things up, especially at this age when you have nothing to lose,
I have to switch things up.
You have to listen to it because, like, this is the time to take chances, right?
Well, it's also, like, I know that I want change too, but I just don't know what that change is or what parts of my life I want to change first, you know? It's, like, the big thing for me right now is, like, yeah, I would love to just, like, try out a new job or switch it up. That's been the one thing that's kind of been weighing me down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then part of the reason, too, why I was, like, okay, let me take some time off of school, too, because that's always such a, like, steady, consistent thing that takes a lot of my time. So I was like, okay, if I like open up my schedule a little bit more, maybe that will push me to get a new job and learn a new job over like the summer while I'm not in school. And then when I get back to things, I'm like in a bit more of a fresh place. But I will preface this by saying the past year, I think a lot of things changed in my life. Like maybe not the past year, maybe it was like over like 2 years. Like I got a new dog, I got a new car, I moved into my place, I started a new job. Like everything in my life changed completely. And that was really great and super exciting. But now I'm like re at that place where I'm like, okay, I need everything to change again too.
I know.
Like, and so that's the thing about like being in your 20s sometimes as well is like, you can keep doing all these changes and, like, move and, you know, get a new job or whatever it is that I might be. But you're still going to want the next thing after it comes. Like, I'm like that, too. It's like, once I get what I wanted in the first place, I'm looking for the next thing that I
story of my want. Life.
And it's horrible. Like, I do this with so many scenarios in my life. Yeah, maybe I'm just a chaser. Like, I like the thrill of the chase.
I'm a cheetah because I'm chasing all of these things up in here. Like, I really don't know how to just accept life as it is. Like, that concept is so foreign to me. I'm like, there's got to be more out there. There's got to be something bigger out there. And do you want to know? I mean, I blame lots of things. I blame magazines and TV shows and books and movies that romanticize and glamorize life, blah, blah, blah. I really blame social media because truly the world is at your fingertips and I'm sitting here, you know, maybe I have a great job, I have great friends, I have a great this, I have a great that. My life is beautiful, yet I'm seeing some random girl in Bali.
That looks better. Like, she looks like she's having more
who's
fun.
Who's, like, you know, in her sponsored yoga outfit and with, like, her gorgeous fiancé. And I'm like, okay, but that's probably what I should be doing. And then I see someone else who's like in Norway, like teaching and traveling. I'm like, oh, I don't know why I keep bringing up Norway today. I'm like, I need to go there. And so I just said my age, guys, but I cut it out. I'm 20 something, mid 20s, and I've moved 9 times, like to new cities and new places, which is a lot. It's something I'm proud of, but it's also something I'm concerned about because I'm like, oh, am I really just taking life by the balls? And is it something to be that's commendable? Or am I just running from my fear of commitment or my fear of disappointment or whatever? Guys, I'm sorry. Darla is once again destroying the apartment, being so loud. Look at her with, she has a mouse pad in her mouth right now.
She's the cutest. So Mango is on the floor. right beside us.
Being good, quiet boy.
Being just the sweetest. And Darla has been taking a nap too, but now she is playing with her toys.
She has a sixth sense. Every time I podcast, she is the loudest ever. And it's so hard to edit it out, so I've just let it be. Like, I don't know what else to do. But don't worry, guys. When she's a little older and she's more mellow, you won't have to deal with this anymore.
Ugh. You're making me so upset because I'm not going to get to see her when she's like that. I'm going to have to come and visit or something.
See, this change is, like, one that I didn't really want and that was not expected. Like, essentially, when my boyfriend and I broke up, I could kind of see it coming. It's not like... But it was still like, okay, I got to reassess life. Not only what I want in terms of my personal life, but like what I can afford financially and what I can pull off in terms of working full time and dealing with Darla and trying to podcast and doing all these things. And I don't have a car anymore. And I was just truly for the first time in my life, like, let's make a rational, functional, logical decision. And I was like, okay, the only thing that makes sense is to move back home, get my bearings, and then figure out the next step. Mm-hmm. It'll be good for me to be around my family and all that. But of course, I'm a little bit, I don't know. I'm like changes aren't as fun when they're kind of forced upon you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Do you feel like you're like at a place where you're changing and you're happy for the change, but you feel kind of like cheated by the change a little bit? Like,
yes and no. I think I felt more cheated when I had to move back from England because of COVID.
Right, yeah.
Partially because I really, like, I knew I only had a two-year visa. Like, that's literally all you get. And I still had 9 months left of it, so that sucks. But also, I really, really do love it over there in the UK or, like, in Ireland. Like, I really feel at home. And for some reason in Victoria, I really do like it here. It's a beautiful city, but I don't fully feel at home here. Like, I don't feel like this is my city.
Yeah.
So while I could have definitely had more fun experiences, especially doing outdoorsy stuff here.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, okay, so I either can, because all I'm really going to be doing is working and dealing with Darla. Like, I don't really have time for anything else. So it's like, I can either do that at home with the comfort of my family and my friends.
And the support, too.
And the support and save some money and, like, process the breakup and just process life. Or I can just continue to be on full-on survival mode out here.
Yeah.
Which is what's happening. And it's so funny because survival mode is something that I've dealt with a lot. Just in terms of traveling and homesickness and everything. And it's either one of those things that comes from change, like you experience a drastic change, so you go into survival mode, or it's one of those things where you know you need to bring on change because you've been surviving on survival mode.
Yeah.
And it's sort of that, to me, it's like a radar or like an alert that's like, bitch, you got to switch things up because you are not functioning right now. Or it's me trying to be compassionate with myself. Kind of like how I've been the last few weeks. Like, I've just been a little bit of a mess. I've been drinking more than I usually do. I haven't been working out as much. But I'm just trying to be compassionate because I'm going through a huge change. I'm going through a heartbreak. Really, the way to master change, in my humble opinion, is just to really be not even at peace with yourself, but just be in tune with yourself and have a good internal dialogue going. Journaling's really helpful. Meditating's really helpful. Because often the answers you seek,
you already have inside of you.
You already have inside of you. Gandhi. Gandhi.
That was a really good one. I really liked that quote. That was great. I feel like I am channeling Amanda energy right now.
You
like
are.
I listen to the podcast so much, you guys. Like, can I say that I'm the biggest fan?
Please do.
I might be the biggest fan. If anyone's out there thinking that they're a big fan, you're not bigger than me. Because I'll sit and be at work and listening to the podcast, and it's just, like, amazing. But I feel like that comment that I just made was very, like, Amanda-esque.
So basically, you're just saying, you're like, I'm being Amanda because I'm sitting here letting Sarah talk for 25 minutes, and I'm just sitting and smiling, which is what Amanda does.
But she has these great little, like,
add-ins.
Reassuring comments, you know? And that's what I felt like I just had there. So you that was the energy that I felt like I was.
Yeah.
Amanda, we love you.
So until you really, because I think you'll just be like struck one day with either an opportunity or just a bolt of inspiration of like, okay, this is what I got to do. But in the meantime, what are some little things that you could change up to just spice up life a little bit to tide you over until...
This is good. This is good. I've been thinking about this a lot. So I'm a very, like, I'll look far into the future, but I have to plan. Like, yeah. I've got to, like, lay everything out and say, okay, if I want to make this change in, like, a year or 2 years, what are all the, like, baby steps that I need to get there? Like, for me, I was born and raised in England, and so a huge thing that I always wanted to do after I graduated high school, which I never ended up doing, was moving back there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about that a lot more lately because I could do it. Like, I wouldn't need a visa. I have a British passport. All these things that I'm like, should I just go, like, fuck off?
I'll go with you. I want to move back.
Do you want to get married and I'll just get you?
Yes! Oh my God, yes.
But no, seriously, but before I get to that place where I'm like, okay, let me just leave my whole life here and move back to England for X amount of years or whatever, I would like to get my Canadian permanent residency. Or not permanent residency.
I was going to say, you don't have...
citizenship.
Okay.
I would want to apply for my citizenship before I left because I wouldn't want to jeopardize that whole situation.
You don't have citizenship here?
No, I only have my permanent residency card. Oh. So now after I think it's been like 11 years or something. I could have applied a while ago, but
yeah.
Beside the point, I just haven't done it. It's honestly a huge application process.
Absolutely.
It's like $600. It's just this huge, stressful get it. Yeah. That I've been putting it off. And I also have had no means to like rush getting it because I have my PR card for another like 4 years mm-hmm. or something. So that's one thing I would have to like have my ducks be in a row if I wanted to go back to England. But that was not the question that you asked. The question that you asked is what small things can I do? But this is what I mean. I get wrapped up in these big, huge ideas. But
that was a cue to me that you kind of maybe do have an idea of what you want your next big change to be.
Yeah.
And
it's just, I think it's within the like.
To join you.
Listen, let's go get our ducks in a row. I'll file for my Canadian citizenship. You can go get your life figured out in Ontario for a little bit, get situated.
No, it's fine.
And then we'll come back together and we'll have a magical journey to England.
Yeah, it's definitely on my potential list of future options to go back to England. I really love it there. I have friends there. I'm going to go back, I think, potentially to travel this summer just for a week or two to kind of feel out the vibes and see if I still have, I don't know, if I still have some time there, some ventures left over there.
Yeah.
My family thinks I'm insane. They're like, stop globetrotting, like get married and have kids. I'm like, once I pick up an English boy,
it's game over.
Game over. Like he can come back and we can do that, but I can't. Anyway, I'm just teasing, but that's truly part of the plan, but if I'm being logical and realistic, I do probably need at least like a year
yeah.
to plan for that, not only to figure out the paperwork, because like you said,
it's a lot,
but also to save money, potentially decide if I want to go back to school or if I'm able to set up a job over there or if I want to go somewhere completely different, like maybe I'll do a year in Australia or something, I don't know, mm-hmm. but it is easier to move somewhere with a pal, so maybe we can coordinate yeah. that. That could be fun.
You'd have a roommate. I'd have yes. a roommate. We can decide on the city. I'm not going back to Birmingham. Birmingham's where I'm from, like, and I'm not doing that because yeah. it's gross.
I've been there. I don't like
Sorry
it.
Sorry if anyone's listening.
I gotta be real. If I'm going back, I'm going to London.
There. Yeah.
I never got a chance yes. to live there. Like, it's on my bucket list to live in London. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite city in the world.
It's beautiful.
And I never got a freaking chance. I literally just moved over to England and I was saving up money living in the countryside trying to move into London and COVID happened. Dang. But again, I got the dog now and there's lots of things. So we'll see where life takes me.
Yeah.
But like, I guess I'm at a point personally, change doesn't really scare me anymore. And I just think that's because I know who I am. I know what I can survive. I know what I have survived. I know that I can adapt. Even if I don't want to, I know that I can. Mm-hmm. And so that gives me like a little bit of just like blind confidence moving into the next chapter, whatever it is. I'm truly just like placing a bet on myself that like I'll figure it out. I'll make it work because I have every time in the past. And I just think a lot of people maybe need to remind themselves of all the things they've accomplished in the past, all of the things that they've survived. And if you could do all that, then you can do the next thing too. It's just literally a matter of setting, like getting your ducks in a row and just making it happen. Because you can only brainstorm for so long. Like life is short. sometimes you just have to book that flight or you just need to apply for that job.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the little things?
Okay,
the little
things? We'll go back to the little things. I know I really sidetracked there. So some things that I've been thinking about is number one priority for me is like getting back into my workout routine. Mm-hmm. That's like big on my number one list. I got into a car accident a little over a year ago and it really fucked up my back and my rhythm with the gym, and I was going to like spar boxing classes every once in a while, which was really fun with friends. And I was way more consistent with it. So that's a huge thing for me. I think I want to take up like a new kind of class though.
Yeah,
like
should.
I'm kind of over the boxing vibe. I've really been inspired by Pilates. Mm-hmm. And I know that's like a very like suburban mom kind of thing for me to say.
They work. How do they work?
If it works, then yeah, I'm going to try it. It just looks cool. I don't know.
I do quite a bit of Pilates.
It looks really cool. Mm. And I'm not like a yoga girl. Like I can't.
It's not really like yoga though.
I can't fuck with the yoga. I know, but I'm just saying like in terms of like, in terms of like classes that you could pick from. Like,
right. I see. Sorry.
I'm not a spin girl. I'm not a yoga girl.
What about like a Zumba?
I do have a Zumba vibe, but I'm not a very good dancer, so I don't know.
Who cares?
I know it's just for fun.
It's a good workout. You're like sweating and huffing and puffing. My mom's a Zumba teacher, you know?
Really?
Yeah, that's she always does Zumba classes with me. It's so cute.
That's
love you,
so
Mom.
Fun.
Miss you.
Aww.
I do. I really miss my mama. Yeah, just want to say, Mommy, I miss you. I was thinking about you today at work because I saw this cute mom and teenage daughter like cuddling out in the grass, like holding each other. And it was just really cute. The mom was, like, playing with the daughter's hair. And I'm just, like, tearing up.
That's so sweet.
Anyway. What
okay,
else? Other
so,
than
yeah,
fitness.
So, working out. Oh, my God. I definitely, like, I know this is, like, kind of, like, working out, too. But I want to be more active and, like, present in, like, nature more so.
Yeah,
like,
especially
I have
with the
a
weather
beautiful
being nice.
Puppy. And he loves going on adventures with me. But I feel like I've kind of hibernated a little bit inside in the winter, and we used to go on so many different adventures, so that's definitely another thing I want to do. And I want to be more like we live on a beautiful island and there's so much to see all the time, and last summer I was really good about getting out and about and like planning that day trip or that weekend trip and mm-hmm. going away and or just like exploring the island, even if it's like to go check out like a new brewery that just opened or to go hike a mountain or something like that is something that I want to be more in on. Another thing too is you were talking about journaling earlier. I used to be pretty good about journaling and then I kind of got off it a little bit. I think with school and like writing so many papers and stuff, I'm exhausted from writing, but in the summer I won't be in school. So journaling for sure. I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm in this, like, I'm pretty much, if someone came to me with, like, an idea of, like, hey, I'm thinking of checking out this new hobby, do you want to join? I'd totally be down. Like, I literally joined a knitting club at my work and tried my hardest, Sarah. I tried my hardest to learn how to knit, and it's just not for me.
Well, you know what you're doing right now.
But that's something, right?
You're podcasting. That's a new thing. That's a new hobby or something you're getting. You're doing better this time than you. Not that you weren't doing good last time, but you're more comfortable. Yeah, for sure. It's really, truly one of those things. I still even get a bit nervous. Like, I find I trip over my words and stuff a little bit. But it's truly one of those things you do get better at the more you do it. But one thing I will say, I don't know if this really applies to you because you are so into this stuff already. But potentially for people out there who are feeling like Kieran and are really interested in finding some change or just feeling rejuvenated, re-inspired, mm-hmm. maybe mix it up with your hair or your makeup or your fashion.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you. I'm dyeing my hair.
What?
Yes!
What color?
I booked my appointment. Okay, so last year I had a balayage and it was like the first time I dyed my hair lighter in a really long time. And I kind of had a bit of a horrific experience with it. Like,
no.
I went a little too blonde too quick, and it fried my hair completely. But it was this time last year exactly. So I've been getting all these, like, photo memories on my Snapchat or, like, in my camera roll. And before I, like, over-dyed it too much, it was, like, really nice and, like, brunette with some, like, money pieces and more, like, lighter on the ends. And so I booked an appointment and I'm dying and I'm getting it.
Okay, I've really been thinking about doing mine. The issue is, like, specifically for my birthday, but the issue is my extensions match perfectly with my hair right now. So I don't think I can touch the ends, but what I could potentially do is like lighten up the roots a little bit,
yeah,
or put like some blonder pieces in the front.
You should do a money piece.
I don't know what that is.
It's like right at the front. They're a little bit more blonde, and then it blends in.
I think I've done that before and I liked it, but I thought you meant like a full on like Dua Lipa. Like,
no.
Yeah, because when they had like the black hair and then the blonde. I can't do that.
Don't like that.
I can't do that.
No. Just a little bit of contrast.
No, I think I will. I just don't know what hairstylist. Like, maybe you can give me a tip. I don't know who's good in Victoria. Amanda recommended someone, but it's just like so expensive.
It's so expensive.
And I've been spending so much money on stupid stuff lately. Breakup stuff, like clothes, wine, chocolate, like all my money.
Food,
truly. Comfort food. But yeah, I'm definitely feeling going into summer, it's always good to mix up your hair. Maybe play around with different makeup techniques. Why not? Mm-hmm. Like buy a neon blue eyeliner and like play around with that. Maybe get a new piercing. Maybe
a tattoo if you're into that.
Do like a closet exchange with a best friend. Like, hey, I'll give you 5 pieces. You give me 5 pieces. Like whatever. Just like little things that you can do day to day. Maybe try, I don't know.
Go thrifting and go find a new outfit.
Or try, I don't know, maybe try a new genre of music. Who knows? Put on a playlist. Like, maybe it's country and you don't listen to country, but you just give it a chance for a day. Like, we get so stuck in these ruts of repetitiveness and comfort and security, not only with relationships and with jobs, but just with our day-to-day decisions that we make. Like, I sleep on this side of the bed. Or, like,
true.
I curl my hair this way.
That's true.
And just people are so uncomfortable with the idea of taking chances, even when it just comes to little tiny things. Even coffee orders. Like,
yeah,
people order the exact same thing coffee every day, which is fine. It's just those are little things you can do without uprooting your entire life. Those are little things you can do to just make life a bit more exciting, potentially.
Well, you know what's interesting about that concept, though, is for some people, certain things are their identity. Like, if you've been a blonde your whole life and you all of a sudden dye your hair brown, like, that's your whole identity, is, like, you're known as Sarah the Blonde Girl. I don't know. I'm singling you out. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just making it.
I'm blonde. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes that's part of your identity. And so I think that's a huge reason why people don't switch it up. Fair. But that's why you should, because you don't want to be put in this box of, no, like, you can be, no, Sarah the redhead if you wanted to.
I don't know if I can see that. But
you could. You could try
it. Yeah. And the thing is, you're so right. Like, we are not, and that's why people are so resistant to change, I swear, is they're scared they're going to lose themselves or they're going to lose their identity. But you, like, human beings, like, think about your soul. That is a malleable thing. That can go anywhere in the world. That can, and it will still be you. Like, if you know what I'm saying, there's that expression, my ex-boyfriend used to say it all the time, but it was like, wherever you go, there you are. Have you heard that?
I never heard that.
It's just like, you are, like, I am Sarah, whether I'm in Amsterdam or whether I'm in Africa or whether...
That's true.
And so it doesn't matter whether I have red hair or whether I have tattoos all over my body. My soul, my spirit is still me. And, like, that's what people need to develop trust in, to know that no matter what decision you make or what falls apart in your life, you are still there and you're always going to be there.
Mm.
And that's really carried me through a lot of difficult changes.
I think that's really important, like, post relationship, even if you're going through a breakup. Like, some people, I've heard some people say, like, I feel so lost. I've been with this person for X amount of years or whatever it is, and I don't even know who I am without them. But that's a very good point, that you're still the same person.
And it's important to nurture that, even if you're in a really crazy, like, intense relationship, we've all been in a whirlwind relationship where you lose yourself. But let's not do that. Like, whether it's a job, I always tell myself, it's just a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still Sarah at the end of the day. Or it's just a fight. Or it's just a bad day or whatever. Like, where you run into trouble is when you truly lose yourself, whether it be in a person, a place, a thing, a situation. And then you have to go through all the extra effort of finding yourself again on top of navigating situational changes in your life that are really stressful. So although I'm going through a lot of external stresses right now and my whole circumstances are completely changing, I feel okay. Because, like, Sarah is good. Sarah has been there the last few years. I didn't become completely attached in my relationship. We had a healthy boundary, you know, and... Mm-hmm. But that comes with age and that comes with experience. Because my first breakup, holy crap, I was a disaster. And I literally had to pick up the pieces of my dignity and my sense of self off the floor and try to put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
But you always got to look out for number one. You got to be selfish sometimes because life will beat you up and throw curveballs at you. And really all you have at the end of the day is yourself. And so life is going to throw changes at you no matter what, whether you want it or not. You can literally look at me as an example. So you shouldn't be so scared to just initiate changes yourself, because even if you don't, life is going to throw a change at you anyway.
That's true.
And it might not be one that you wanted.
Yeah.
Well,
we were even talking about earlier, we had so many, like, crazy, like, our conversation earlier was so all over the place. That's why we were like, we should just podcast because we're talking about some cool things. But we were even talking about how, like, just in the world in general, there's so many, like, unknowns right now, so much change going on around us. Like, there's so much external change a lot of the time, too, you know, based on where you live or, like, who's in your circle or whatever it is. And so a lot of that is, like, inevitable in a lot of ways. Like, you can't control that. So the things that you can control and change for the better, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, you should.
Yeah. And I think just there's nothing more irritating, but maybe it's just because I'm, like, a huge advocate for change. But when people are, like, just complain and complain and complain and complain about their relationship or their job or their life, and they don't even attempt. And I get it. Change is scary, and it's very different for someone like me who's, like, young and relatively free and I can just, like, pick up and move and whatever. For someone who, let's say, is, like, married and strapped financially and has four kids to feed, mm-hmm. I get it. Change is a little bit harder in those situations. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But life is your responsibility. Your emotions, your choices, all of that is your responsibility. And, like, you have one life to live, and just please, like, make the best choices for you, whether that's going to upset someone else or whether that's going to ruffle some feathers. But don't spend every day complaining, because those days are just, you're never going to get them back. My dad always says to me, you're never going to get days back, even the bad days. And it's just so true. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just crazy to think about. So if you're really...
That's another good point, too. Yeah. Like, people, I don't know why we keep going back to the relationship thing. I guess because a lot
we're
of your
change... We're in our 20s and we're girls.
And a lot of your change, too, right now is kind of based on that. But, like, in... What was my point? What did you say? I don't know.
I was talking about how you can't get days back.
Oh, yes. This is it. Sorry. That, like, I've even heard people say, like, oh, okay, well, I just, like, spent a year of my life with this guy and I'm never going to get that back. And it's like, hey, listen, girl, you obviously were in that relationship for a reason. Whether it was, like, honestly the worst, toxic, horrible relationship, whatever it was, that person was in your life for a reason, to teach you something, to show you something, for you to learn something about yourself. You were there for some sort of reason, whether it was, like, you know, maybe you were going through a tough time in your life and that person was the support that you needed, even if it wasn't the right exact,
or it was the lesson that you needed. You never know.
Yeah, that too.
It's so funny because I'm just a drama queen, but I always say, like, at least I'm collecting stories. Truly. At least I have good stories to whip out on the podcast or whip out on at a party. Like,
for your kids and 10 years.
I'm gonna have so many stories for my grandkids. I have an entertaining, exhilarating life that is absolute chaos and ever changing and ever flowing. But I have always said I want to live a life that's like a really great movie. Like, I just want to live a life that's full of beauty and growth and love and laughter and art. And that's, like, a high expectation, I suppose. But also, it's just, like, I really personally don't want to live, like, a mundane, stale, boring life where it's, like, you're born, you work, you die type thing.
Yeah.
And there was this quote that I read. I might have brought this up in the podcast before. I don't know. Oh, it's called Educated by Tara Westover. You guys all should read it. It's really good. I can lend it to you. I think I have it here.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, she's just talking about people in her little farm neighborhood area. And she's like, so many of these people are born, live, and die in the same 10-meter plot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Like, how terrifying. Like, to me, and for some people, that would be such a noble life because it's like you're carrying on your family's faith. Farm or whatever. You're carrying on your family's faith. But to me, that is, like, a fate worse than death, like, to just be confined to one place, one way of thinking, one perspective. So I'm just always chasing, even if I'm making mistakes and I'm sad and I'm lonely or I'm heartbroken, I am literally accumulating lessons and stories and experiences. To me, it's like, that's why I think I'm a relatively well-rounded person, is just I'm just adapting. Like, I'm forcing myself to adapt to these things because I'm not scared to put myself in that position, I guess.
Well, being this age and also in this climate of our world, like, you have to be adaptive mm-hmm. to change. Like, the only analogy that I can have too is, like, if you're one of those people that, like, I mean, Victoria is really small and I went to high school here and, like, grew up here and stuff, but if you're not someone who's kind of like a chameleon and can change to fit the color of the wall or the people that you're with or whatever it is, the environment that you're in, like, I'm a party girl on the weekend, Sarah, but
oh yeah,
Monday to Friday, I'm sitting in my government job,
yeah,
and I'm talking to Sally, who's 55 and has 3 kids mm-hmm. and a husband, and you know what I mean? Like, where is the connection there other than the fact that we work for government? Like, there's no sort of connection at all because we live very different lives. And on the weekend, I was even joking to one of my coworkers the other day that, like, I have a work wardrobe and then I have, like, an out of work wardrobe. And that's what being in your 20s is like, because you like, even that level of, like, being adaptive, like, you're like, I need an outfit for every occasion. I need, like, I need the cowboy boots if I'm going to the country bar, and I need the mini skirt if I'm going to the club, and I need my dress pants for work and my heels for an interview. Like, you know what I mean? You need it all, and you have to be adaptive. Like, you can't not in your 20s.
Because lately, like, I've been doing a lot of shopping, oopsies, breakup tings, but I'm like, literally just buying, like, corsets and, like, mini dresses because going out, in my mind, I'm like, I'm gonna be going out, I'm gonna be dating, I'm gonna be, which honestly, like, I do want to enter the euphoria stage of my life. Like, I know I'm way too old, but I am just really down to embrace fashion, makeup, hair, beauty, glamour, mm-hmm. everything, the drama of it all. Because when you're in a relationship, like, you can't wild out like that, like they do in Euphoria. I mean, you can, but you just, like, lose motivation because you're just in your sweatpants with a face mask on all the time.
That's fair.
At least if you're me. Whereas when you're single and you're out with your girlies, it's like, let's do a yellow eyeshadow.
You're not going to wear the same outfit that you wore last weekend. Because, like,
it's all about self-expression and self-exploration. You're not...
Have you ever heard about, like, the whole capsule wardrobe thing?
Yes. Honestly,
get a shirt that you can wear to the club with your little...
Just like a bodysuit or something.
Yeah, and then you wear it to the office with your dress pants, and it's just...
I have, like, 12 of those. You can do that. I'm just a shopaholic. Like, okay. I do have adaptable clothes. I just am very easily bored.
Okay.
Not only with life and where I live, but also with...
Fashion,
with relationships, oh, whatever. I am just like... Unto the next one.
See, I was telling Sarah today, like, I'm the complete opposite. I have these sweatpants that I'm wearing right now in 5 different colors. The exact same sweatpants.
You're such a mom.
I am. I'm like,
actually such a mom, though.
I find something that I like, and I'm like, I'm going to buy that in every color that looks good on me. And I do, like, literally my work wardrobe is just that. It's the same freaking bodysuit and, like, blazer dress pants. Yeah, and, like, I have, like, 3 different blazers that I rotate between. The jeans that I buy. I literally just bought 3 new pairs of jeans from Zara, but they're all the exact same jeans, just in different washes.
Yeah, you're a mother. Literally, my mom does the same thing, and I always make fun of her. Like, she'll buy 12 different colors of the same shirt.
I can't help
but
it.
But Kieran actually is, like, I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna come over tonight. And Kieran's like, okay, I've picked up every ingredient for dinner. I also have 5 different kinds of wine. Like, I also, like, you're just so prepared and nurturing.
I don't know why I'm like this. It's great. I need to be more like.
You don't have to be anything.
No, but I want to be. I want to be more like, I'm in my 20s and you're gonna get a freaking White Claw that's been sitting in my fridge for 3 weeks, but then you're also going to get a beer because I'm unorganized and that's I don't have me. Anything. Like, but that's what I need to
no,
be.
No, but I'm older than you, so tell it me, should be, the role should be reversed.
Tell me why I went, I literally went, my Saturday activity last weekend, Sarah, this was my fun on Saturday.
I feel like you told me this.
Going to Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Going to Superstore. Going to Liquor Planet, going to Home Sense, and just, like, stocking up on all the things that I needed for the week slash, like, liquor. And I wanted to have, like, red wine in case I wanted to make sangria one night. And I wanted to have gin just in case I want to do gin and tonics. And I wanted, like...
You've got that mama gene. Well, you were even saying you, like, wanted to potentially, like, have kids a bit younger or whatever. Weren't you saying that?
Oh, I'd for sure. Yeah. Like, I would... If I got pregnant tomorrow, I'd keep the baby for sure because...
Wow.
I just feel like if that was the moment that it happened, then that's the moment that it happens.
Like, flashback to me on our episode, like, a few months ago, our baby episode, and I'm like, I can't wait to have babies with my boyfriend, la la. And, like, now I'm back to square one. Oh, like, the idea of babies now, even though it felt so, it actually felt like the next step type thing. Like, now it's not even in my thoughts at all, because I just truly have to figure out not only career, but also relationship now.
But you did get a dog, and it kind of, like, yeah, do you think that kind of...
Yes and no.
Because she's a baby, she's your baby.
She's my baby, but, you know, I don't care what people out there say, like, oh, a dog's a replacement for a baby. It's not. Like, it's not. Just in terms of hormones, like, there's certain... Not every woman feels this way, but a lot of women just truly have this, like, biological, hormonal clock. Need and desire to have a child,
mm-hmm.
And to care for a child, and, like, to literally have something suck on your nipple. Like, I cannot wait to have a baby suck on my nipple. I know that sounds insane, but it's truly how I feel. Like, I just have this, like, urge in my body. Do you not feel that way?
No. I'm like, I would, like, of course, if
you're
I had
like,
a baby.
Have a guy play on my, suck on my
oh
nipple.
My God. If I, like, of course, if I had a baby, I would be the most, like, nurturing, motherly, blah, blah, blah.
Give it a
like,
few
I would,
years, Kieran.
I would literally, but at the same time, I'm like, that's the whole reason I have a birth control method,
I get like,
is because I don't want that. I'm just saying, if
fair.
It did happen.
Yeah, of course.
I'd step up to the plate.
Me
I'm
too.
Not, I don't want it to happen right now.
I would
but.
Too. But I like, I guess like, it's just funny. I've only ever noticed maybe just in the last year that I get like an actual physical yearning in my uterus.
That is so
if I see a baby. Like I actually feel like it's just this weird physical, like I actually feel it like in my nipples and well, not so much my nipples, but, like, my boobs and my uterus specifically, like, I feel like a cramping.
That's
like, a
crazy.
Longing. And I'd never really felt that before. It's, like, a newer thing. So that's kind of what I'm saying is, like, I love Darla to death and she's my baby, 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 but, like, I don't feel that for my dog.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and so my dog can't carry on, you know, my lessons and family names and legacies and all that. Like,
right.
Part of the reason of having a child is to, like,
something
carry on
looks
your story.
Like you.
But anyway, that's beyond the point. I don't know how we got into the topic of babies, but...
I don't know.
That could be a change for you. You could get pregnant.
I don't... Who am I gonna... Whose baby am I gonna have?
Mine.
No. Like, we're not... No.
As part of our green card story. That would be believable.
Oh, my God.
I need to get a green card. Like... Hey.
I don't know if there's any British men listening to this podcast. Sarah wants a green card.
Yeah, wink, 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 wink.
I could set you up so easily.
I really could.
Like we just get married. We know I think a decent amount about each other.
I
that
know.
We could answer. I don't know what kind of questions
they ask. I truly am
but...
2 times the size of Kieran, so that would be hard. That would be hard for me because I have a hard time with like dating smaller guys. Like shorter guys. So
I'm not saying that we actually date for real.
I know, I'm just hypothesizing like what how I would feel in that scenario. And I already feel deeply insecure around you because I actually tower over you. It's unbelievable. So if we were like I would like I don't know. It's making me really flustered to talk about. I just like
really?
Don't because I think about this sometimes like if I potentially now that I'm single want to explore my bi curiosity. And, like, go on a date with a girl, it's pretty much almost guaranteed that they're all going to be shorter than me because I am so tall.
Mm.
And I'm trying to wrap my head around how I feel about that because I've just, like, really always
that's really
been
interesting.
Very much wanting to be the shorter one in terms of a heteronormative relationship.
Mm. So. I'm never going to have that issue.
On my birthday, when I'm wearing, I got like 6-inch heels. They're insane. Okay. They're so uncomfortable, but they're cute. I'm going to be, how tall? I'll be like 6'4" or 6'3".
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my brother will be
I better wear some heels. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a tiny.
My birthday's coming up in May. My brother and my mom are coming to visit, so they will be on the podcast absolutely for sure. Don't know what we'll talk about. I don't know whether I'll do a separate episode with Nick and with my mom. I probably will do that, because with Nick, I'd like to talk about just, like, being gay in your 20s.
Mm.
Like, the gay scene, you know, partying, maybe open relationships, just things like that, that are just, like, a different demographic from what we normally talk about. Story time. I just came upon something in my hand, and I have to tell this story, because I almost forgot. I'm glad I didn't forget. The wildest thing happened today, people. So, I'm a thrifty queen, always going to thrift shops, and I got this little blazer. It's like a gray blazer with some purple in it. I was wearing it to work. I'd only washed it once. This is my first time wearing it. I'm digging through the pockets today while I'm bored at work, and I find a bag with drugs. Two little pills. I did some research based on the there's like a symbol on the pills and based on the coloring, and one is ecstasy and one is MDMA.
That's crazy.
So I had literal illegal drugs in my pocket at work all day, just chilling. And I haven't got rid of them yet because I'm just fascinated. I'm not going to take them or anything, but I just keep looking at them. This it's a lightning bolt.
So interesting.
Yeah, one has a lightning bolt and one has
like circles or
some
something?
Sort of, I think it's like some sort of flower or something. I can't tell. No. But yeah, whoever left drugs in your blazer and donated it to Valley Village, I have them. You can come collect them if you want. You just need to pay me $50. Just kidding. No, I'm gonna get rid of them. But isn't that wild? And I even told my boss, because me and my boss are tight, and then he kept calling me like druggy girl the rest of the day and all this. I'm like, I swear they're not mine.
It's actually hilarious.
Yeah,
I feel like the craziest things happen to you, because
yep,
I would have looked at that and I would have been like, oh, I don't know what this is, and just like chucked it out or whatever. But you like delved into it and explored
it. Of course.
But also, like, that, I feel like that would never happen to me.
I knew it was immediately
gross. I'd get some freaking gum in the pocket or something.
Shit.
Gross.
Like, honestly, drama follows me wherever I go. And it's funny because when I first met my coworker Echo, who's a good friend of mine now, the first thing I kind of said was like, you know, I may not be the best worker in the world, but I come to work every day with a new story, and I will entertain you every day with the trials and tribulations of my life. And it's very true. Like, honestly, I would not have it any other way, because it's just like pure entertainment and good stories. And I'm all about making people chuckle, you know? Amanda will definitely still be on the podcast. It's just going to be a little different, obviously, but we'll figure it out. And thank you so much, Kieran, for coming on. This was super fun.
Thanks for having me.
Do you feel again a little better after kind of venting, talking some things out?
Yeah, I said this the last time, but like this is the most therapeutic thing ever.
It is.
And it's also nice. Like, I remember the last time we did a podcast, like the first time I ever met you with Amanda.
Crazy.
It was like listening back on it too was really cool for me
to
hear. And so I feel like we've talked about a bunch of different things today that I'm going to have to go back and be like, Kieran, you have to hold yourself to your new workout routine or your new hobbies or whatever it is.
Honestly, this is going to sound so cheesy, but it's a little tangent. But like, doing this podcast has made me love myself a lot more.
That's really cute.
Because I do listen back. Obviously, I edit the podcast, but sometimes I do. I'm not going to lie. Like, just listen back to old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're funny, Sarah. Or I'm just like... That was, like, whatever. I don't know.
That was a good story.
That was a good story, or that was a good piece of advice, Sarah. Like, I just, obviously, sometimes I'm so annoyed with myself, and I eye roll, and I cringe at the things I say. But it's, like, something that I feel very proud of for putting into the universe. I really think it's resonated well with a few people, and I think it's something that's very natural to me and something I feel very at home within myself when I'm doing this. So... yeah, I'm just so excited to keep going, and I'm glad that it has a positive effect on you as well. It's one of those things, like, it's just like therapy, but more fun.
It is. It's like, it's almost like journaling. It's like a diary or something, but you're not writing it down. Yeah. You're, like, saying it out loud, which I feel like is almost more therapeutic.
In my opinion. I mean, I love writing, don't get me wrong, but journaling can feel so...
It's like a chore sometimes.
It is like a chore, and my hands honestly get crampy, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm,
or I get annoyed that, like, my printing starts off really lovely, and then it just, like, fades away.
Totally. Yeah, so... Podcasting is great, guys. You should all try it. Just make sure you don't surpass our numbers. Just kidding.
Don't steal the thunder.
Yeah. Don't steal our thunder. That's what I was trying to say, yeah. Please leave a rating and a review. I'm going to leave the review shout out for Amanda next episode because it's her favorite thing to do and that's her little thing. So we'll let her do that next episode. But if you'd like to be shouted out on the podcast, please leave a rating and please follow us. That way you'll be, our episodes will be automatically uploaded into your podcast app when we upload and you'll be notified. You can also save and download our episodes, which means a lot to us. And just share our podcast with a friend because word of mouth is truly just the best way to go with these things. And follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram, all of that good stuff. You can follow Kieran. What's your Instagram again?
It's just my first and last name. So it's Kieran, Kiran, period, TIWANA.
Yeah, and there's lots of cute content, lots of Bailey content on there. And that's it. So I think Kieran and I may or may not be back in a little while to review the Netflix show.
Yes.
What's it called? The Ultimatum. Yeah. Kieran's watched it. I'm in the process of watching it. It's trash, but it's also entertaining. So we have lots to say. So we'll probably come back to break that down maybe next week for you guys. And I love you and I appreciate you. And I hope you are all embracing the change in your life and being the badasses that I know you are. Bye.
Bye.